The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, January 7th. We've got an update today about the conflict between the U.S. and Iran, what to know about the Senate impeachment trial, and new charges against Harvey Weinstein. Plus, a flying rideshare company, Toyota's City of the Future, and Jeopardy's greatest of all time. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. U.S. is sending even more troops to the Middle East while Iran is doubling down on a threat of revenge. All of this after the U.S. killed Iran's most powerful general, Qasem Soleimani, in a targeted attack last week. Iran's supreme leader cried openly over Soleimani's coffin, and millions of Iranians, angry at America, took to the streets for a funeral procession. And today, the AP reports, another Iranian leader threatened to set ablaze places supported by the U.S. U.S. officials are preparing for a possible tit-for-tat attack, a possible attempt on the life of an American military commander. As one Iranian official put it, U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria are within reach. Already, President Trump has warned Iran the U.S. is ready to retaliate again if needed. And the U.S. military in Iraq is beefing up security and focusing on protection. To be continued. There's an update now about the Senate impeachment trial involving a potential key witness. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton announced he will testify at the impeachment trial of President Trump if subpoenaed. That's a big change for him. Before, he was doing what the White House had asked and not showing up to testify in the House unless a judge would force him. But the New York Times reports he changed his mind yesterday and said he's ready to show up in the Senate. If he does testify, he'll be the president's closest advisor to talk under oath in this impeachment process. In other words, he knows a lot about what went down involving Ukraine and might be able to provide new details. Remember, Bolton left his top role as National Security Advisor last September on not-so-great terms, but he was in the know before then. Bolton witnessed key moments leading up to President Trump asking Ukraine for a favor and withholding military aid, the same actions that led to the House impeaching Trump. So will we finally hear what Bolton knows? That's still a question mark. It's not clear if top Republicans in the Senate will allow him or others to talk. At this point, we don't even know when the impeachment trial will happen. Democrats are holding it up, saying they want assurances a trial will be fair. But some Republicans say it's fair to use the evidence Democrats already gathered. Stay tuned. Harvey Weinstein is not having a good week. He's now facing new criminal charges in Los Angeles, just as his criminal trial begins in New York. The Los Angeles district attorney says they have proof the once powerful Hollywood movie producer raped a woman and assaulted another. They say it happened during Oscars week back in 2013, and more charges could be coming. At the same time of that announcement, Weinstein was in New York for the start of his trial in a separate but similar case where he's also charged with sex crimes. And by the way, he's also still under investigation in Dublin and London. CNN reports in all, 80 women have come forward with accusations against Weinstein, and they say he used his power and influence as a Hollywood movie mogul to try to keep them quiet. Weinstein says he's innocent and has pleaded not guilty. An earthquake hit Puerto Rico, causing damage to buildings and a natural wonder. NPR reports the 5.8 magnitude quake hit yesterday and caused the landmark coastal arch Punta Ventana, or Window Point, to collapse. The circular rock formation was popular with tourists, but it is no more. CBS News says the quake also caused landslides and power outages, but fortunately, there were no reports of serious injuries. The home goods store Pier 1 Imports is struggling. CNBC reports the company just said it'll close nearly half of its stores in the U.S. and Canada, and it's close to filing for bankruptcy. CNN reports online shopping is partly to blame, but the store has also struggled to keep up with other big box stores. 4 years ago, Pier 1 stocks were trading at $300 a share. Yesterday, they were just $5 a share. Of course, Pier 1 is not the only retailer trying to keep up with changing shopping habits. U.S. retailers closed more than 9,000 stores in 2019. the 2020 election coming up, Tumblr is taking a stand against fake news and cyberbullying. Engadget says the social site has partnered with a UK nonprofit to launch an initiative called Worldwide What? It's basically 6 informative videos posted to the site, and the goal is to educate users about things like misinformation and internet safety. And instead of targeting parents and teachers, these videos will use things like GIFs and memes to get the message across. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Rothy's has quickly grown to become a most loved, gotta-have-them brand, and as soon as I got my own pair of Rothy's, I found out why. Rothy's are the perfect everyday shoes for life on the go. They're super stylish and super comfortable, which is a pretty rare combination. And they go with everything from casual jeans to dresses. I have a bright red pair called Blaze from the Merino collection, and they always make the outfit with a pop of color. In fact, I like them so much, I'm now planning to get a black pair. But Rothy's come in all different colors and patterns and different styles. So take a look at the options available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. Go to rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy to get yourself your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability because they're made from repurposed plastic water bottles, which is pretty incredible. These are the shoes you have been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to the news. More tech news expected throughout the week during the Consumer Electronics Show, known as CES, in Las Vegas. But here are some of the highlights and announcements so far. First up, Hyundai and Uber are partnering to work on air taxis specifically for a flying ride-hailing service. CNET says the air taxi seats 5 and can get up to 200 miles per hour. Flight demonstrations could come as soon as later this year with a plan to start taking riders in 2023. So we'll see. Meanwhile, Sony surprised everyone, coming out with a car. The Verge reports it's called the Sony Vision S, an electric concept car with 33 different sensors inside and out. Also, Amazon wants its voice assistant, Alexa, to help you at the gas station. Engadget reports customers with Alexa-enabled cars will be able to ask Alexa to pay for their gas. All they have to say is, Alexa, pay for gas at pump 4, and the AI-powered assistant will activate the pump you're at and use Amazon Pay to cover the purchase. The new tool will be ready later this year and will work at more than 11,000 gas stations. Also of note, LG will start shipping a TV that will reportedly cost around $60,000. It's the one that made headlines last year. It's a 4K TV that slides into a base, so it basically packs away while you're not using it. LG also showed off a smart door that would scan your face and palm to let you into your house. Finally, the company behind the veggie burger, known to bleed like meat, says it's coming out with meatless pork. Impossible Foods announced Impossible Pork that looks like the real thing, but it's all plant-based. Of course, that's just a taste of CES so far. Much more is expected today and tomorrow. Toyota wants to build a so-called prototype city of the future. The Japanese auto giant says it'll transform a 175-acre site into a town where 2,000 people will live, work, and be part of a massive test of new technology. Think new street designs, autonomous cars, smart homes, robotics, and more. For example, TechCrunch says the homes will all come with tech like in-home robots to help with everyday living, doing things like taking out the trash. And there will be 3 different types of streets, one just for fast vehicles, one just for bikes and scooters, and another park-like pathway for pedestrians. That said, the company hasn't released any details about how data privacy would work. Toyota says construction on the first phase of this new city will start next year. And keep in mind, Google is planning something similar on a smaller scale with a project in Toronto. Tonight is the night the 3 biggest winners in Jeopardy history will go head-to-head to see who is the greatest of all time. Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, and James Holzhauer will compete in a series of 1-hour shows this week. The first to win 3 matches receives $1 million and the title of greatest of all time. Jeopardy says those who don't win will still get a cash prize. The tournament starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you got value out of today's episode, please be sure to share it and let others know why they should be listening to The Newsworthy as well. I so appreciate it. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we mentioned. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app in today's episode description or head to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.